The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And yes, the world has survived Super Tuesday. Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later in the program. And speaking of later in the program, the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, Ken Ham, the co-founder of Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter, will be joining me at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, Ken Ham will be visiting with me. And most of you know already that Ken Ham will be the keynote speaker for our 20th annual Pastor Appreciation Breakfast coming up on May 12th. And registration is now open. Registration is now open for the 20th annual Pastor Appreciation Breakfast on May 12th. So pastors, church staff, don't wait. Not only is Ken Ham going to be our keynote speaker, Jim Trussell is going to be our special guest as well. So it should be an incredible, incredible morning and our 20th anniversary. So anyway, top of the hour, Ken Ham will be joining me. Well, let's have a good shout out for our Ohio Attorney General, Dave Yost. He is at least attempting to do something about robocalls. Yes, those spam calls that afflict all of us. Now, I don't get as many on my phone as my wife does. For some reason, they love my wife. She gets several. I mean, not just one or two. She gets a bunch every single day. And yes, we have joined the Do Not Call registry. That didn't help. Anyway, here is the news. Today, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has announced the formation of a robocall enforcement unit, along with a new tool for customers to report malicious calls. But get this. This is just Ohio. You ready for this? Last year, Ohioans received an estimated, anybody want to guess? 2 million? No. 100 million? No. 500 million? No. Ohioans alone were hit with an estimated 2.2 billion robocalls in 2019. And because of that, our Ohio Attorney General says, quote, Ohioans are tired of playing defense against annoying robocalls. Now it's Ohio's turn to play offense, and we need your help. The new unit, which is part of Yost's Consumer Protection section, is made up of attorneys and investigators. According to a news release today, the unit will partner with anti-robocall groups at the national level, investigate suspected violators, and seek legislation to expand the state's authority over robocalls. Now, here's what you can do now. This is just the beginning of these efforts. But here's what you can do now. You can report robocalls to this brand new unit at the Ohio Attorney General's office by texting ROBO, R-O-B-O, to 888-111. 888-111. Again, you text the message ROBO, R-O-B-O, to 888-111, and there you will answer a set of questions. You will give the number that was used to call you and so forth. If you would rather call, you can call this toll-free number at 800-282-0515. 800-282-0515. Here are tips from the Attorney General's office. Never interact with a suspected robocaller. Avoid providing personal and financial information by phone. And by the way, that is true of emails, not just phone calls. Our company has been beset with false emails and so forth. And we are fortunate and we have an excellent IT department to report those things to. But no one, no company, no individual is exempt from phishing expeditions. And by that, I mean P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Emails, phone calls that are trying to get your information. Register your phone with the Do Not Call registry. We've done that, and to be honest, it really didn't help. And then there are some new apps that you can download on your cell phone to block or warn of suspicious calls. But anyway, good for Attorney General Dave Yost. They're illegal. And I am grateful that at least here in Ohio, the Attorney General's office is going to do something about it. All right. We're hearing about elections. Our primary is coming up soon. We had Super Tuesday yesterday. Here is news here in Ohio. Headline, U.S. Appeals Court says Ohio inmates don't get extra vote time. Now, I didn't know this, but before an election, if someone is suddenly hospitalized within 3 days of an election, they can actually get an extended period of time to vote. I didn't know that. Well, some people in jail have requested the same privilege. But a three-judge panel of the Cincinnati-based 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a lower court ruling in favor of two men jailed the weekend before the 2018 elections. And inmates will not get extra time to vote. They will not. And then this Columbus story. Mount Carmel Health responds to Dr. Heusel's defamation lawsuit. This is so tragic. It is also bizarre. I think all of you know Dr. William Heusel has been charged with murdering 25 patients by overdosing them on painkillers, particularly fentanyl. Well, Heusel has filed a lawsuit against Mount Carmel Health System and their parent company of defamation. What? Well, he says he's not guilty. Well, that will be determined at a trial. Lawyers for the former Mount Carmel doctor allege he was falsely accused by Mount Carmel and its corporate executives of intentionally murdering 25 patients. Well, that's why there's going to be a trial. But he has sued them in a preemptive strike for defamation. Mount Carmel released this statement. Our priority at Trinity Health and Mount Carmel is the overall care and well-being of our patients and the health and wellness of the entire community we serve. All that we have done and continue to do reflects this commitment. Dr. Husel's defamation lawsuit has no merit, and we will defend our position vigorously. Now, innocent until proven guilty, but this tells me a lot about the character of Dr. Husel. If he is innocent, then when he is declared innocent by the court, then he could sue for defamation, but not before the trial. Oh, my goodness. All right, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a quick, brief look at Super Tuesday and maybe what that means concerning the general election. Remember, at the top of the hour, Ken Ham, founder, president, Answers in Genesis, Creation Museum, Ark Encounter, will be dropping by and joining me. That's at 4 p.m.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, Super Tuesday has come and gone, and Joe Biden was the big winner. Some people are calling it the biggest comeback in modern political history. I don't know whether that's true or not, but it's true that like 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden was done, over, finished, you know, put a fork in him. He was done. And then there was South Carolina. Biden won an overwhelming victory in South Carolina, which gave him a bump, a push. And yesterday, Joe Biden was the big winner, but not necessarily, because Bernie Sanders brought in California. And I mentioned this yesterday. This is part of the hysterical hypocrisy of the Democratic Party. Most Democrats today are decrying the Electoral College. It's bad. It's terrible. It's unfair. We got to get rid of it. But those nasty Republicans, they don't want to get rid of the Electoral College. The entire Democratic primary process is an Electoral College. You get delegates. The majority winner does not get all of the votes or all of the... It's an electoral college. Anyway. All right, here are the results. Alabama, Biden. Arkansas, Biden. Massachusetts, Biden. And by the way, Elizabeth Warren. Massachusetts is her home state. That's where she is a senator. She came in third. She came in third in her own state. All right, so Alabama, Biden, Arkansas, Biden, Massachusetts, Biden, Minnesota, Biden, North Carolina, Biden, Oklahoma, Biden, Tennessee, Biden, Texas, Biden, Virginia, Biden, Maine, Biden, Colorado, Sanders, Utah, Sanders, Vermont, Sanders, and California, Sanders. So, the delegates that were awarded yesterday, Biden won all of those states. He got 404. Sanders got 340 because he got California. Now, I would imagine that many in the Sanders or the Biden campaign, well, that's not fair. Joe Biden won all of those states and Sanders just won three. Well, that's the way the Electoral College works. Well, anyway, Warren got 36, Bloomberg got 12. And by the way, if you haven't heard, Mike Bloomberg has withdrawn his candidacy. Withdrawn his candidacy. So the total, I think in the total number of delegates, and I mean the total, not just yesterday, all of the primaries up to this point, Biden is now in the lead, but I think by only about 60 delegates. So it's still very close. A lot of the political, and hey, you just can't trust the experts in this stuff. Because, as I said, 2 weeks ago, the political experts were saying, Joe Biden's done. He's finished. It's over. The very same people last night were saying, oh, Joe Biden's got this thing locked up because he won big on Super Tuesday. They don't know. Because in the end, I think Biden and Sanders are only separated by about 60 delegates. They're both somewhere around 500 delegates, somewhere in that neighborhood. And they need 1,900 to get the nomination. So it is looking more and more possible for a brokered convention. In other words, no one having enough delegates. And then who knows what will happen if that happens. And then here in Columbus, and then this will be all the election that I'll talk about today. Again, when we come back after the top of the hour break, we'll be visiting with Ken Ham. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose announced yesterday that more than 80,000 ballots have been cast so far in Ohio. Here's the problem. For those that have voted early that are Democrats, it's very possible that your candidate isn't still running. That's why I have never been for this early voting thing. I never have been. I don't think I ever will be. Have the election, absentee ballots, yes. But early voting, no. Why? If elections are important enough, have it on the first Tuesday after the first Monday, and you just make arrangements. I don't mind extended hours for people who work night or, you know, during the day. That's fine. But have the election on the first Tuesday after the first Tuesday after the first Monday. Yeah, that's what it is. But with this, particularly in primaries, it is very possible, and in case of the Democratic Party, it is very probable that the candidate you voted for is no longer on the in the running. Name's still on the ballot because they pulled out too late to get the name removed from the ballot. So anyway, Frank LaRose is just reminding people the person you voted for, if you voted early, your vote could be lost. Although in Ohio, the delegates for people no longer on the ballot, it will be determined by the state Democratic Party where those delegates will go. Not the people who cast the vote, the party. Yeah. All right. When we come back, Ken Ham, also the latest on the coronavirus. And Italy is the latest country to take drastic, and I mean drastic, action. We'll be back.